Welcome to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and my co-host, Zach Mir. So, Zach, Monday morning, what are we looking forward to for the week ahead?
Well, I'm looking at the way the euro and the gold have collapsed over the weekend, which is totally against what one would have thought, given the fundamentals, but that's the way the financial markets are. And then just really seeing whether Trump proves to be as crazy as some of his, as we were led to believe before November the 8th.
Why is the gold crashing? The dollar's strengthening. Do you think this rally is going to continue? And, you know, surely gold should be doing similar, no?
Well, I think, given that Trump's got a massive spending spree lined up for us, the only other explanation is that people are so impressed by him that they're buying the dollar.
Oh, gosh, are you impressed with him?
Very impressed.
Okay, so let's start looking at the slides, see what we have today. So the most popular in business and finance, Trump thump wax bond market for $1 trillion loss. Donald Trump's stunning victory for the White House may mark the long-awaited end to the more than 30-year-old bull run in bonds, as bets on faster U.S. growth and inflation lead investors to favor stocks over bonds. Reuters, how do you see this playing out? Do you think this is going to change things dramatically moving
forward? Well, I'm hoping so. I think there's been so many false sunsets on the bond market over the last 30 years. I think people needed to be put out of their misery buying bonds with a negative yield anyway. It didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. It's a complete madness. So the good scenario of that is that the bubble in the bonds will burst.
A welcome correction.
Doesn't really affect the ordinary person in the street. And that money will be deployed in the stock market. So that's maybe what we're seeing here at the moment.
And the big six energy firms accused of misleading customers over their profits. Is this a story we're just going to keep seeing every single year as winter draws nearer and nearer? Because, you know, this is not a new story here, surely.
Well, I think, it's nothing new at all. I mean, that's what they have a cartel. The regulator is clearly part of that cartel. They can write to me if they think that I'm wrong about that. And regulator's too weak. And the Great British public is very, I don't say gullible, but something along those lines in terms of just paying whatever lands on the doormat as far as their bills are concerned.
Well, according to the Daily Mail, the big six energy firms have been accused of misleading the public over profits, with some reportedly making up to seven times the amount they declared. Very naughty. Well, Theresa May is meant to be bringing out a lot of economic policies before the year end. So do you think she will be tackling energy firms head on?
I don't think anybody, I don't think she's a strong enough prime minister to do that. You need a Trump-like person to really get to the bottom of these things. But we've got so many of these cartel things going on. I mean, the price of petrol, the price of telephony, there's so many things which are wrong. We're going to be very old before all those are sorted out.
I don't know how they get away with it. Okay, next slide. Okay, Tip TV trade of the day. What looks interesting to you there, Zach?
I think it's been, this has been the week from hell as far as trying to come up with trades of on any time frame. So I think it's almost, a round of applause just for getting in there and coming up with ideas. I think they've done generally well. Selling the Aussie dollar looks quite inspired now with that falling in line with gold. And then clearly you can see the FTSE and Canadian dollar. Trade's done very well. So I think, I'd give them, like 8, 9 out of 10. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, next slide. Okay, so outlook euro, US dollar, the euro is looking increasingly vulnerable as it homes in on the lows of the last 2 years. This morning's gap lower after the previous week's massive rejection from a triangle consolidation high underlines the increasing political strains the area is facing. Sovereign spreads over bond yields have widened significantly over the last 3 weeks. This kind of sounds like doom and gloom, Zach, is it?
I think it's doom and gloom. I think what people are probably looking at now that Trump is in the White House or will be in the White House, looking at all the other elections that are going to be coming our way from Europe and all those results, none of which look good from France.
Do you think Le Pen's going to be coming in?
She's in, and everybody else that the media don't want to be in will be in as well.
So are you putting money at the bookies on Le Pen? You might make a tidy profit. Like, had you put it on Trump, a few months ago, 150-1, so.
Well, I prefer going short of the DAX last Monday. I thought that was the right play to do. But I think they're all going to come in, and the more that the media try and stop them coming in, the more likely they will come in, unfortunately, for people in the media. So it's all going to happen. That would weaken the euro. And not saying parity is going to come immediately, but it doesn't look very good on that, just the political front there.
Yeah. So you actually predicted Trump and Brexit. So with this sort of thing, what's your prediction for that, just so we're having it in? Because you are now like our oracle
on it. These days, whatever nightmare scenario you predict tends to, it's like a forecast of rain, I think, at the moment. But I think the Marine Le Pen is definitely in, and you're going to have other countries voting to leave the EU. So I don't think that...
So not good days ahead for the euro.
I don't think the euro is going to be looking very good on that front.
Okay, next slide. So gold, a massive spike high above 1305 and subsequent collapse through this level underline the importance of this chart level and this year's high. Trading back at the midpoint of this year's range with a weekly close below 1210, probably sending prices slumping again towards 1080. DAX increasingly wild gyrations, I can't speak, as we hold at the 50% retracement level for 14 consecutive weeks. Obviously, the market is looking for direction.
Right, on those two markets, gold, I think 12.12 was the low overnight, so that ties in with Nicole's 12.10. Key support there, she is right in the sense that doesn't look like it's going to break, because it would be mad if it broke, given the, you know, the spending that... Trump is coming up with. But if it did break, which is, say it's 50-50 at the moment, no more or no less, 1080 would be the target, and that would catch a lot of people out. On the DAX, I would say that there's no mystery there for me. It's going to break 10,800 today, and above 10,800, it's going for 11,400. This is fourth time lucky, I think, for the DAX.
We've just got a note there that this week is the Euro Finance Week in Frankfurt, with the ECB's Draghi speaking on Friday. So watch your hope will come out of that. It's always fun watching Draghi speak.
I think he can huff and he can puff, but it's the politics and not the central bankers who are now in play. In fact, with Trump coming in, the central bankers are going to get hit, because we're going from monetary to fiscal policy. So thankfully, the eight-year period of having those people in charge will be ending.
Fantastic. Okay, next slide. Economic calendar. So we have the ECB's Constancio speaks at the Eurofinance Week in Frankfurt, Eurozone industrial production, and the US to sell three-month bills and six-month bills. Anything jump out at you there, Zach?
No, given that, as I said, I'm more on the side of the political side of things rather than economic at the moment.
Okay, next slide. Okay, sentiment in the Forex market. So you're getting excited about the dollar, I think.
The Oanda client's been long of gold and silver. That's been their favourite thing all the year. They temporarily did well on Tuesday morning when gold spiked to 330 plus. But since then, they're still long of gold, and it's fallen $120. So I can't think that they're doing that well at the moment. They're also going more bullish of euro as it's falling. They're basically falling, going against the current trends, and bullish of Aussie dollar. I think that all of those are looking rather, could be rather painful. They're now net bearish of dollar yen, which I think is soaring towards 110. So it's basically, there's a lot of volatility there and a lot of problems for retail traders at the moment, let's say.
Okay, next slide, please. Right, okay, the Global Weekly Index Summary. So, FTSE 100 doing well. What else do you think is worthy of note there?
I think, we're agreeing with the S&P and the FTSE there. The FTSE above 6,700, hopefully, and not 6,650, as they've said. So I think it won't go below 6,700. The NASDAQ is where I would disagree. I think it's going to bounce around 4,680. So they're a bit overly bearish there, but obviously these are point and figure trends, so not quite the same as let's say the normal.
What's driving the Hang Seng down? Why is that doing?
That's a bit strange given the way. Again, I would probably disagree with that. Given the way that weaker yen should be great for it's good for the yen. It's good for the. For the Nikkei on the China side, I think that I suppose that comes in from the fears of a trade war, really, with Trump. But I basically,
even though that's being played down slightly at the moment,
but I basically would be bullish almost all the way on these markets.
Okay, good. Next slide. The Russell 2000 has rallied harder than most this week, sharply reasserting the price and relative uptrends of the February lows. Momentum is strong and not overbought, so a push to the record high of 12.96 from 2015 looks inevitable over the next week or two. So inevitable?
Yes, I think probably in a way that this area at the end of the market is going to be favoured even more, because the easiest way to stimulate US growth is to actually take the tax burden off the smallest companies. That's where there'll be the greatest leverage in terms of upside. So that's, I think, what Mike Pence and Donald Trump are trying to do, or will be trying to do.
Okay. The pound versus the dollar dipped, demand likely following Friday's bullish close above 1.26 pair could retest 50 DMA hurdle. What do you make of that?
I would go with that because it's, as we've seen from the previous slide, going against the trade of the day doesn't tend to be a good idea in most cases. I think I probably would be waiting or seeing whether the 50-day average at around 126.50 is actually going to break first. But aggressive traders, yes, buying into the any weakness towards 124.90.
Okay, let's see the next one. Broker recommendations for UK stocks. So Associated British Foods, you want to talk about that. They're, of course, the owner of Primark.
Yes, Primark, I suppose equal weight is a fair thing to say now. We've had the pound down, which helped a lot of retailers. You know, Primark, presumably in Oxford Street, people rushing there from all over the world to snap up bargains even more cheaply. Yeah. So I'd go along with equal weight, not more... keen on it than that, given the food side, where maybe there's inflationary pressures could hurt, so the two counteract. In Marsat, there was the recent news that British Airways is going to install Wi-Fi on, I think it's the short-haul flights as well, so that's going to really help out that company, which is a satellite communications group. And then the broker recommendation of the day, but YouGov, the pollsters are probably the biggest losers over the last, since the Brexit time and then with Trump, so they got it wrong twice in a really big way. I think they got the election, the 2015 election wrong as well. I'd probably go for tea leaves and rather than to adding to my position in YouGov.
Fantastic. Certainly an interesting start to the week, Zach.
Thank you.
Okay, keep watching at Official Tip TV on Twitter, and more coming up.